Hugh Bennett for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next hour, I will be reading from the Triangle Business Journal. Cover story this week concerns the Corporate Leadership Awards. Triangle executives who are leading breakthroughs in their fields share their stories. Before we get to the cover story, we'll read the biz section, but then we will go to the cover as it's fairly large this week. Downtown Raleigh gets major boost. Sorry, South Street, but the new amphitheater is the priority for Raleigh. Downtown Raleigh got a win it needed September 17th when the Raleigh City Council voted to keep the Red Hat Amphitheater downtown. Raleigh's once vibrant downtown has scrambled to recover from the pandemic, with the Fayetteville Street corridor in particular seeing far less pedestrian traffic than before. That's had a significant impact on the restaurants and retail outlets. For example, landing a reservation at Poole's Diner once felt like snagging a table over Christmas at the Angus Barn. But now you can go online on a Wednesday and reserve a table on Saturday at Poole's. The amphitheater's future was up in the air once with the pending expansion of the Raleigh Convention Center. The amphitheater was always intended to be a temporary facility, but it emerged as a key driver for bringing businesses downtown. It was a big win for the Downtown Raleigh Alliance, which led the push to keep the amphitheater downtown. On Instagram, the DRA praised the council for a big step forward and said it's thrilled by the possibilities. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance also notes other positives, such as the fact that the area drew 1.9 million visitors in June, the first time it had passed pre-pandemic levels. Still, many downtown offices remain empty, and there are lingering concerns about drugs and crime. And the new location for the amphitheater will require closing a portion of South Street, which is far from perfect. But the decision sets in motion a revamped and revitalized downtown that will feature rising numbers of residents and fresh connections to Dix Park. And I forgot to mention before that the biz section is written by managing editor Dane Huffman. On Oberlin Road, an upscale community is rising in Raleigh. In the Oberlin neighborhood, construction on a multi-phase development with luxury senior living and million-dollar homes continues. Bud Lee East is rising at the former Country Club home site. Legacy Custom Homes has sold multiple homes in the project. Plans call for 22 in all. Developers involved include Williams Realty and Building Company, Grub Ventures, Clancy and Thays, and Beacon Street. Meanwhile, Hayes Barton Place from Liberty Senior Living is scheduled to open next year. First Citizens celebrates its success at NASDAQ. One of the Triangle's biggest companies was in the spotlight September 17th as the NASDAQ closed out its trading day. First Citizen CEO Frank Holding Jr. rang the closing bell as other members of his team joined him to celebrate. "It's an honor to be here today to celebrate First Citizens," Holding said. "I am proud of what we've accomplished, and I'm excited as we look to the future. We have an undeniable sense of momentum." Raleigh real estate firm acquired. An Atlanta real estate advisory firm is expanding with the acquisition of a Raleigh commercial real estate brokerage firm. Global Real Estate Advisors, that's GREA, is merging with Deaton Investments Real Estate, which has six employees and has been in Raleigh since 1981. "Our sellers are getting huge exposure of their properties to an ever-expanding national pool of buyers, and our buyers gain the benefit of working with a seasoned professional broker in whatever market they choose to enter next," says Steve Deaton, an NC State University graduate and founder of Deaton Investments Real Estate. "As we continue to grow and expand the number of offices under the GREA umbrella, this has the potential to completely disrupt multifamily brokerage as it currently exists," he says. And finally, in biz, Triangle says goodbye to another HQ. The Triangle has lost another publicly traded company. Danish firm Pharmacosmos on September 17th completed its $405 million acquisition of G1 Therapeutics. G1 was co-founded by Norman Sharpless, a UNC Chapel Hill professor and former director of the National Cancer Institute, in 2008, around the vision of developing technologies that protect patients from cellular damage caused by radiation and chemotherapy. has secured regulatory approval of a treatment marketed as Cosela, but struggled to expand the use of the drug into other indications. G1 is the latest local public life sciences company to be taken private or acquired. This year, Ascensus Surgical was also taken private through an acquisition. Meanwhile, last year, one of the region's largest public companies, Syneos Health, was acquired in a multi-billion dollar deal. We'll turn now to the cover story, and if time permits, we'll come back to some of the other sections. Corporate Leadership Awards. Triangle leaders who are making major impacts share how they expand their companies, how they continue to reinvent themselves, and key lessons they learned along the way. The first honoree is Jay Blandford. He's the CEO of Abrigo. And the TBJ asked him, how have you contributed to the organization's growth? At Abrigo, during this phase of growth, I've worked closely with our executive leadership team to execute strategic acquisitions, lead market expansion efforts through innovation investments, model a culture of remote work, collaboration, and drive operational efficiency initiatives. I'm a customer-first leader focused on taking care of customers and maintaining that priority as the business continues to grow. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? I formally organized and activated our senior leaders team, which was empowered to take on significant responsibilities in running the business, leveraging their proximity to teams to broker effective solutions. My focus on fostering connection and collaboration within this group has been key to its success. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Like most high-growth companies that are pushing the innovation curve, we have had products experience issues in the early phases of launch. This has sharpened my focus on customer-centric culture. We must be highly responsive and transparent with customers, being concise about product capabilities from the beginning. What civic organizations do you serve? I proudly support Toys for Tots through Abrigo, which stepped in to replace stolen toys just before Christmas in 2022 in Halifax County, saving the holiday for many families. I also actively support Preservation North Carolina to protect the state's historic sites. As an Oakwood resident, I'm dedicated to preserving our neighborhood's historical integrity. Additionally, I'm a proud parent and supporter of Virginia Military Institute's athletics, where my son is a men's soccer team captain. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? My father, Donald Blandford, a decorated combat veteran, and my mom, Janet, raised six children while building a business that remains in our family today. Their entrepreneurial spirit inspired my passion for small businesses, which has guided my work at Parada Systems and Abrigo for the past 20 years. Though my parents are no longer with us, their influence drives me. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? Vince Lombardi. I've always been deeply interested in studying leaders who have demonstrated sustained excellence. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? I speak to my teams often on the importance of writing your chapters. I view life as a book, with each experience, challenge, and success adding new pages. This perspective has been a guiding principle throughout my career, shaping my approach to continuous personal and professional development. What do you do to relax? I enjoy antiquing with my wife, Julie, which complements my passion for historical architecture. We own two historical homes from 1820 and 1874, and I appreciate exploring the craftsmanship and stories behind antique pieces. Mr. Blandford lives in Raleigh. He was born in Bloomington, Indiana, and educated at Marquette University. Our next award winner is Jennifer Boscia. She's the Chief Financial Officer of Caramus, LLC. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? I play a crucial role in the success of Caramus by managing its financial operations, strategic planning, and overall business health. My role involves driving the organization's growth through meticulous financial planning, robust risk management, and fostering a culture of financial excellence. By aligning financial strategies with the company's objectives, I have supported sustainable growth and contributed to the pursuit of long-term success. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? Adeptly addressing and resolving complex legal issues that predated my tenure with the company. This effort culminated in a comprehensive redesign of our risk management framework, resulting in reduced overall risk exposure and enhanced financial transparency for the organization. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Re-entering the workforce after taking a few years off to care for my sons. During this time away, my skills became somewhat outdated, making a return to investment banking particularly challenging. Consequently, I shifted my focus to the corporate sector. I was fortunate to find a supportive group of colleagues who helped me transition and develop into a skilled finance professional. What civic organizations do you serve? My family has a proud tradition of military service, and we actively support veterans through organizations such as Irreverent Warriors and Raleigh Veteran Connect. In addition, my youngest son has established a nonprofit, Comic Aid, which provides comics and books to children who are ill or disadvantaged. We're currently engaged in our largest donation initiative and are in the process of constructing an additional little free library. Furthermore, I contribute to our community by serving on the pool board of our homeowners association. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? My father served as a pivotal mentor in my life, profoundly influencing my professional development. His exceptional work ethic and unwavering commitment to personal and professional growth imparted crucial lessons that have guided me throughout my career. Observing his relentless pursuit of knowledge and his dedication to excellence taught me the immense value of continuous learning and perseverance. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? I would like to invite Ruth Porat, the chief financial officer of Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, to lunch. Her experience in managing the finances of a leading tech giant would offer insights into financial planning, growth strategies, and technology investments. What are key lessons you've learned along the way? A key lesson I've learned as a CFO is the vital importance of strategic agility paired with rigorous financial discipline. In today's rapidly evolving business environment, maintaining flexibility and adaptability is crucial to seizing new opportunities while focusing on financial health and sustainability. Striking this balance allows an organization to innovate and grow without compromising its long-term stability. What do you do to relax? I'm a huge fan of furniture auctions and antique stores. This hobby combines my eye for detail with my ability to assess value, which are both crucial in financial management. And personal info, Ms. Basha lives in Raleigh. She was born in Chicago. She has a BA from Northwestern University and MBA from Columbia University. Our next award winner is Laura Bunn. She's the regional president, Mid-Atlantic region of First Horizon Bank. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? As Triangle Market President, I lead our team in community engagement and partnerships. We do this through board service, volunteerism, and foundation grant funding. As private client executive for the Mid-Atlantic region, I led our newly merged private client services team to generate 300% wealth revenue growth year over year. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? Successfully merging private client teams for the expanded Mid-Atlantic region, honoring the culture and history of each team to come together and perform successfully as one. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Pivoting much of our team during COVID to a remote workforce while supporting our teammates in the banking centers who never went remote. We ran the first deployment of PPP applications as a manual process, from submitting the application to documenting the loan. The experience of working with our team to deliver much-needed funding in a time of uncertainty was one of the most rewarding experiences of my career. What civic organizations do you serve? The Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce, she's a board member and executive committee member and revenue development chair. The North Carolina Chamber, board member, executive committee member, treasurer, and finance chair. The Daniel Center for Math and Science, she's a board member. The YMCA of the Triangle, she's also a board member there, executive committee member, and finance chair. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? One impactful mentor is Blake Cools. When I was a new leader, I went to Blake seeking advice on a conversation that I had where I held back on feedback I thought I should give. Blake's response that I think of often was, "You always reserve the right to change your mind." Blake asked me to revisit the conversation and update him. When I didn't follow up that afternoon, he came to my office, sat down, and said he wasn't leaving until I did it. The combination of advice, challenging my comfort zone, and holding me accountable strengthened my leadership. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? Maya Angelou, Simone Biles, Warren Buffett, and Jay-Z. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? The importance of calm leadership. The calm energy you project will set the tone for others in moments of stress, uncertainty, change, highs, and lows. And what do you do to relax? Running has been my go-to stress reliever since I was a teenager. It's the most effective way for me to clear my head and center myself. And on the personal side, Miss Bunn is living in Raleigh. She's originally from Wilson. She has a BS from NC State University. Our next awardee is Kelly Calabria. She's the Chief Communications, Marketing, and Corporate Social Responsibility Officer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? I lead a team of communicators, marketing, and corporate social responsibility professionals. These individuals are responsible for driving results for our business and our purpose, which says we will not stop until health is better for all. We're also the caretakers of the Blue Cross NC brand. This means we must understand what matters to those we serve and make sure they see those things reflected in our brand. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? Over the last 2 years, Blue Cross NC, led by our CEO, Dr. Tunde Sotunde, embarked on our Extra Miles tour, where we visited all 100 counties. This was an effort to get out of our offices and listen to the communities and people we serve. This was no ordinary listening tour. The conversations and experiences we had along the way are helping us think outside the box. We're exploring how we engage, convene, and collaborate with the communities we serve. What's the greatest challenge you faced in your career? Something that's taken me some time to finally understand as it relates to my career is to trust my gut. There have been times during my career where I feel the tug or pull of my gut, but I ignored it. Every time I did that, I came to regret it. I've learned that there is value in embracing that internal feeling. What civic organizations do you serve? I was recently named to the Durham Tech Foundation Board of Directors. The foundation focuses on advancing opportunity for students, Durham Technical Community College, and Durham and Orange counties. I'm thrilled to have an opportunity to serve and be part of an organization committed to improving lives of people in the community where I live and work. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? I've been blessed with many mentors in my career. One of those is Leslie Komen. I met Leslie early in my career. She started out as one of my clients, and then I had the great pleasure of calling her my boss. Over the years, Leslie has taught me the power of personal connections, the power of kindness, and what it takes to be a successful businesswoman. Above all of this, Leslie has shown me the power of staying in touch, checking on each other, and listening. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? My imaginary lunch would include Bob Iger from Disney, Jonathan Haidt, author of The Anxious Generation, and Taylor Swift, for obvious reasons. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? In the work I do and the team I lead, we spend a lot of time in partnering with our communities. One thing I've learned through this work is that communities across North Carolina have amazing solutions and ideas for solving their challenges. They do not wait for anyone to fix it for them. They get to the work. Our job as business leaders is to listen, learn, and support where our communities want and need to go. What do you do to relax? My family and I enjoy spending time at our beach home on Harker's Island in Carteret County. Miss Calabria lives in Durham. She was born in Smithfield, and she has a BA from UNC Chapel Hill. Our next honoree is Mark Carlton. He's the Executive Vice President and NC Eastern Region President of Pinnacle Financial Partners. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? My role as Regional President is to promote the Pinnacle brand, protect our unique culture, execute the strategy, recruit top talent, grow market share, and achieve the strategic goals of the firm. I create a workplace environment where every associate is engaged, excited about coming to work, and feels valued, respected, supported, and empowered to make decisions. Our geographic model ensures that associates have the resources and are equipped to provide exceptional service and distinctive advice to all clients. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? For the fourth consecutive year, our firm was winner of the Triangle Business Journal 2024 Best Places to Work Awards. This is quite an honor for our firm and region, as it's based solely on employee surveys conducted and measured by the outside firm Quantum Workplace. What's the greatest challenge you faced in your career? In my early career, the most difficult challenge I faced involved a career decision I made. The company I was working for at the time was acquired by a much larger financial institution that had a very different culture and business model. Going through this experience, I realized how important it is to be aligned with a company that shares similar culture and core values. What civic organizations do you serve? Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, SBCA of Wake County, former board member and assists with its capital campaign. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? My dad, Gary Carlton, was my most influential mentor. He achieved an outstanding career in banking through hard work and ultimately became the president of Southern National Bank. Although he was a great father and kind person, he was an excellent role model for my career. He taught me the importance of hard work and building organizations. He emphasized the significance of face-to-face meetings with business owners and stressed the importance of a banker proactively seeking business by leaving the office to prospect and make client calls. He loved people and never met a stranger. He was a motivator for his staff and anyone who knew him. He was my greatest encourager and true cheerleader for my career. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? President Ronald Reagan. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Work hard, be kind and respectful to others, even when you disagree. Ensure you have a healthy work-life balance. Enjoy your journey and be patient with advancement opportunities, as they will come in time for those who work hard and make a difference. What do you do to relax? I most relax spending time at the coast with my family. Mr. Carlton lives in Raleigh. He was born in Charlotte, and he has a BA from NC State University. Our next honoree is James J.J. Eden. He's the executive director of the North Carolina Turnpike Authority. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? As executive director, I lead a diverse, multi-talented team of professionals and work closely with our dedicated board of directors. Having a short and long-term strategic vision and working with team members at all levels to stay focused brings amazing results and success. We have civil engineers, technology, operations, finance, accounting, customer service, marketing, and communication specialists. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? This year, 2024, has been amazing. The year marks the culmination of more than a decade of planning, development, and implementation, which will tremendously benefit the Greater Triangle Metropolitan Area community. On May 16th, the North Carolina Department of Transportation and NCTA broke ground on the construction of a new roadway project, Complete 540 Phase 2. When finished in late 2028, this 10-mile extension will complete the entire 540 loop around Raleigh. On June 22, the NCTA hosted 540 Fest, an event celebrating the extension of the Triangle Expressway, Complete 540 Phase 1. The family-friendly event included a 5K run and 10K bike time trial race, ice cream, and fun festivities along the soon-to-be-open roadway. And on September 24th, the ribbon-cutting ceremony will take place for Complete 540 Phase 1. The roadway will open to the public September 25th. What's the greatest challenge you faced in your career? My management style. For many decades, businesses operated in a top-down structure. My style has always been more collaborative, letting individuals do what they do best and providing space for the professionals you hire to share their views, perspectives, and knowledge. What civic organizations do you serve? For decades, I've been personally involved with raising funds and awareness for the Diabetes Research Institute Foundation. In May 2024, NCTA partnered with MS Events, a 501c3 nonprofit, to raise and donate $40,000 to fight against multiple sclerosis, ALS, and other neurological diseases at NCTA's community event, 540 Fest. I'm also proud to serve as a volunteer for the Granville County Sheriff's Office and serve on the board of my homeowners association. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? The first is my brother, Phil. The second is the Honorable Norm Mineta. I worked with and learned from Norm first at Lockheed Martin. Norm served as congressman from California, secretary of both the U.S. DOT and Department of Commerce. Like Norm, I have had the privilege to work in the private sector and incorporate innovative approaches from those experiences into my work with the state of North Carolina. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? Lunch with Elon Musk and Bill Gates would be exhilarating and stimulating. Both are innovators, entrepreneurs, and hugely successful. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Never give up on yourself. Confidence and perseverance are critical to so many outcomes in life. You are the sum of the people in your life, so do your best to surround yourself with good, caring, and positive thinking individuals. What do you do to relax? One of the few times I really relax is when I'm with my family at my daughter's horse farm. Watching my 7-year-old granddaughter, Haley, ride her horse is the best. It brings me such joy and wonderful memories of when my daughter, Stephanie, was a child. Mr. Eden lives in Morrisville. He was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he has a BS from Rider University. Our next honoree is Indira Everett. She's the Vice President of Government and Community Relations at Duke Energy. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? Community is the heart of everything Duke Energy does, which is what makes my work to maintain strong connections with the communities we serve so important. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? I led an effort to evolve our engagement with local communities impacted by our work to ensure their voices are being heard as we develop plans for grid developments. Each district manager on my team stood up advisory councils made up of local customers in parts of the state where there's impactful infrastructure work underway aimed at achieving carbon neutrality by 2050. What's the greatest challenge you faced in your career? Having worked as a woman in the energy industry for almost 35 years, one of my biggest challenges has been adapting and finding my voice in what has traditionally been a male-dominated industry. As the industry has evolved, I've been fortunate to find strong, diverse mentors who represent different perspectives, which has been instrumental in navigating such challenges on my path to success. What civic organizations do you serve? She's a member of the Governor's North Carolina Business Committee for Education, a member and the financial secretary of the Triangle Park chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. They serve disadvantaged local communities, and she's a board chair of the Durham Technical College Foundation. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? My parents, W.C. and Ollie Moses, were my mentors. They both passed in 2020, but the lessons they taught me still ring true every day. They taught me how to lead with integrity, embody a strong work ethic, and appreciate the value of others. One of my new mentors is Pastor Sharon Dean, who has helped me broaden my vision and see the potential I bring to career opportunities put before me. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Despite the accolades, awards, and career success one achieves, the most important achievement is leaving a legacy of service behind. What do you do to relax? I find ways to connect with nature. I enjoy walking along the beach or sitting quietly watching animals going about the day peacefully. Miss Everett lives in Durham. She was born in Williamston, North Carolina, and she has a BS from NC State University. Tom Finnegan is our next awardee. He's the chairman and CEO of Clarkston Consulting. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? As a co-founder and CEO of the company, my primary role is to ensure the culture is built to last and that I'm there to support the other partners and stewards of the firm to grow the business. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? I'm incredibly proud of the 10-year DE&I initiative that we just launched at Clarkston. We're committing ourselves to making a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive environment for our stewards by taking on targeted initiatives across four key pillars of DE&I. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? What comes to mind is the whipsaw effect we all felt in the post-COVID hiring and labor market. These dynamics, while challenging, also helped to inform a lot of the strategies and concepts I discuss in my book, Amplifiers. What civic organizations do you serve? I'm honored to be involved with an organization very close to me, the I'm Not Done Yet Foundation. I'm Not Done Yet was formed to honor my life the life and legacy of my nephew, Bobby Menjes. The foundation serves to support adolescent and young adult cancer patients across a variety of critical and underserved functions, including fertility preservation, peer connection, and psychosocial support, to name a few. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? Right now, my mentor is a close personal friend, Stan C. Stan does a lot, but most of all, he reminds me to keep it simple, and when in doubt, just keep swimming. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? In writing Amplifiers, I was able to interview an incredible host of individuals who have made prolific, successful careers by tapping into the power and potential of their people and teams. While it was great to interview them individually, I'd like to have them all in a room together to talk about some of those key concepts we discussed. Some of those individuals include John Hope Bryant, Dan Calkins, Anne Marie Campbell, Helena Folks, Tim Hassinger, and Deval Patrick. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Don't take yourself too seriously. And what do you do to relax? A regular routine of running and meditation. Mr. Finnegan lives in Durham. He was born in New York, and he has a BA from Johns Hopkins University. Our next honoree is Dylan Gerken. He's the founder and president of Grease Cycle, LLC. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? I'm lucky to have great people on our team who take ownership of their work in a way that allows me to work on the business rather than in the business. In my role, my main focus is strategic partnerships, recruiting for key management positions, and managing relationships outside the business, such as key vendors or regulatory bodies. Some more specific contributions are instituting a more scientific hiring approach. Hiring based on a gut feel typically doesn't work out. It's funny that everyone thinks they're a good judge of character, and yet we're all terrible at it. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? Bathroom renovation probably isn't the typical answer here, but we renovated the changing room for our drivers to feel like a D1 basketball locker room. I just want them to feel like the rock stars that they are when they start and end their shift. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? In 2015, I was clinically depressed, and we were fumbling through a routing software transition. To make things worse, the team member in charge of the software transition was underperforming. It was just a lot of layers of frustration and despair. I discovered I had an untreated thyroid condition, and once corrected, it helped me be more positive and I think more clearly. Armed with functional brain chemistry, I had the gumption to terminate the underperforming employee and nix the software. The two key lessons here are: nothing is going to work well if your head is in the wrong place, so you definitely need to start with fixing that if you're in a funk. Sometimes quitting a pursuit or project is the solution to the problem. What civic organizations do you serve? The Y Guides at the YMCA and coaching basketball. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? Barry Frank. He was part of a legacy business, Carolina Byproducts, that did what we do. It is just reassuring to know there's someone in my corner who really knows the business and cares about our success. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? Amber Moshikos, president of LM Restaurant Group. I would chat with her about saving her company money and reducing business interruptions with our novel approach to grease management. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Just start. People often think that before you can start a business, you have to write a business plan, survey the market, and do financial pro formas. I strongly disagree. If you have an idea, try to sell it to somebody and see where that takes you. And if they buy it, then you're in a business. Planning for unknowns is a waste of time because no matter what happens, you'll have to pivot. So you might as well start by starting rather than planning to plan. Just start, and your future customers will tell you if it's viable or not. What do you do to relax? Meditation, cycling, British murder mysteries, gin margaritas. I have three sons and they like to wrestle a lot, but I suppose that isn't very relaxing. Mr. Gerken lives in Raleigh. He was born in Martinsville, Virginia, and he has a BA from the University of Virginia. Joel Janice is our next award winner. He's the president of the Raleigh division of Smith Douglas Homes. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? As division president, I'm in charge of all aspects of our operation. I've led the division as a startup in 2016, closing 24 homes to 332 closings in 2023, with an average sale price in the $360,000 range, serving a segment of the market that most others cannot. We have a 55-day build cycle that is unmatched in the industry. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? Fostering an environment where our team truly cares about both their customers and those they work alongside. Our trailing 90-day average customer satisfaction score is 90% versus a peer average of 79%, and our employee satisfaction rating is 98%. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? It would be related to balance. This could be the balance between working with so many different personalities to balancing professional and personal goals. The construction industry is dynamic and demanding. Being a leader who is driven to perform but also allows time for family and community involvement can be very challenging, but is critically important if you want to be successful in both your professional and personal life. What civic organizations do you serve? I'm involved in the NC Home Builders Association, the HBA of Raleigh and Wake County, he's on the board of directors there, Triangle Community Coalition, Sanford Area Growth Alliance, and several chambers across the Triangle. I also run a nonprofit martial art program, and my wife and I teach defense courses to the community at no cost. Once a year, my family does a mission trip to Mexico, where we work at a children's home, build homes in the community, and sponsor a teen boy. We also support the Wounded Warriors Foundation, ALS Foundation, the VFW, and the Travis Mannion Foundation. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? My dad. My dad showed me that you do not have to be the smartest in the room to be a good leader. You don't have to be the richest to be well-liked. He demonstrated resilience when the cards were stacked against him, and loyalty. He taught me that if you give your word, you will follow through on it. And he taught me sacrifice. When it came down to choosing to raise me as a single father or his career, he chose me. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? Winston Churchill, Ronald Reagan, C.S. Lewis, Morgan Freeman, and Bruce Lee, and maybe LL Cool J if I have room for one more. Each of these individuals have had a significant impact on the environment around them, but the group would be diverse enough to have some incredible conversations. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? The power of emotional intelligence in leadership positions. IQ is important, but only up to a certain point. Beyond that, EI is key. To be a dynamic leader, you must be in tune with the emotional environment around you. This includes your own emotions, others, and the emotions of a group. What do you do to relax? Besides traveling and spending time with my family, I enjoy being active. I run, lift weights, cycle, and teach martial arts. Mr. Janice lives in Apex. He was born in Spokane, Washington, and he has a BS degree from East Carolina University. Rohit Gupta is the next Corporate Leadership Awards winner. He's the president and CEO of Enact Mortgage Insurance. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? I'm fortunate enough to work with an exceptionally talented and motivated team committed to our mission of helping people buy a house and keep it their home. I also have the opportunity to work in partnership with large and small mortgage originators and servicers to enable the American dream of home ownership. I view my role as being a collaborative leader responsible for guiding the company to drive value for all of our stakeholders. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? In our 2023 engagement survey, employee feedback placed us in the 93rd percentile of the Gallup Overall Employee Engagement Index. Additionally, more recently, we were recognized as one of Triangle Business Journal's best places to work. On the business front, we completed our first public debt offering, financing over $750 million of senior notes, our first investment-grade debt issuance as a public company, and the largest in the industry in over a decade. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Being an immigrant and becoming a CEO at a relatively young age means I've had to work to change the perceptions people form of me and my abilities, often without even meeting me. While this can be time-consuming, it does provide me an opportunity to get to know and understand people and demonstrate the value I bring to the table. What civic organizations do you serve? Locally, I've served as a board member of the Raleigh chapter of Pratham, USA, for the last 10 years. At an industry level, I advocate for changes in housing policy to make homeownership more accessible and affordable through my roles as a board member of the Mortgage Bankers Association, a member of the Housing Policy Executive Council, and as chairman of the U.S. Mortgage Insurers Trade Association. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? I've never believed in the idea of having one single mentor. In addition to a few friends and relatives that I go to for advice, I believe that I can learn something from everyone. I learn from my team and their perspectives and experiences, as well as from industry colleagues. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? If we're going to talk business, my ideal lunch party would be Jamie Dimon as a role model in the finance leadership world, Ray Dalio to hear more about his principles of investing in leadership, and Warren Buffett to learn more about how he determines value in different companies and sectors. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Building authentic, meaningful connections will pay dividends. Throughout my career, I prioritized building genuine relationships and creating a wide network both internally and externally. What do you do to relax? I really enjoy spending time with my family. Whether it's watching a movie, trying new restaurants, or taking the dog for a walk together, there's nothing more important to me than quality family time. Mr. Gupta lives in Raleigh. He was born in New Delhi, India. He has a BS from the Indian Institute of Technology, and he has an MBA from the University of Illinois. Jim Hansen is our next awardee. He's the regional president and Southeast Territory executive of PNC Bank. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? I have the amazing opportunity to help shape every aspect of PNC's local growth, driving collaboration across our lines of business to bring the full scope of PNC's capabilities to bear. Because community engagement is core to PNC's local delivery model, I also lead sponsorship and philanthropic efforts for the region. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? As I embark on my second decade in this role and reflect on the past 10 years, which have been consequential for PNC and North Carolina's business landscape, I'm proud of what we've accomplished to facilitate growth for businesses, finance impactful public projects, help people reach their financial goals, and create impact for the communities we serve. In 2023 to 24, I also had the great honor of serving as chair of the North Carolina Bankers Association. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Throughout my journey as a leader in my company and the community at large, I've always been intentional about investing in people so they can achieve personal and professional growth while contributing to the success of the organizations, workplaces, and communities they support. The challenge comes into play when an individual's motivation falls short of the potential I see in them. What civic organizations do you serve? I currently serve on the Executive Committee of the North Carolina Chamber, and since 2018, I have served as chair of NC State University's Board of Visitors. Additionally, I serve as treasurer of Dix Park Conservancy, and I'm currently co-chairing the search for its new president and CEO. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? Growing up in Winston-Salem and being immersed in its rich banking tradition played an important role in my decision to become a banker, and I reflect on those formative years often. I've been fortunate to work alongside amazing leaders, each imparting unique learnings. Today, I seek out mentorship by having one-on-one touch points with leaders from across the region to help expand my knowledge and perspectives on what makes this region so incredible. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? It would be fascinating to convene the leaders who created Research Triangle Park, including Robert Haynes, who was also a banker from Winston-Salem, Romeo Guest, and former Governor Luther Hodges, with the present-day RTP leaders who are charting the course for the future of this economic success story of global proportions. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Be curious. There's always something new to learn, a new perspective to consider, or a new way to deliver on an objective. What do you do to relax? I'm a voracious reader and content consumer, and I find inspiration in reading about the journeys and experiences of successful business leaders, inventors, and visionaries of all types. Mr. Hansen lives in Raleigh. He was born in Baltimore, but as he said, he moved to Winston-Salem as a very young person. He has a BS from NC State University and an MBA from UNC Chapel Hill. Mary Heath, the Chief Administrative Officer of McAdams, is our next award winner. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? As Chief Administrative Officer, I'm privileged to support and empower our IT, HR, employee engagement, communications, marketing, and client experience teams. My role focuses on ensuring these teams have the resources they need to effectively support our project teams, who in turn serve our valued clients. Working alongside our leadership team, I contribute to company-wide decisions by offering insights gathered from our diverse internal teams. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? Every achievement I hold in high regard is a result of the impactful work of the powerhouse teams I have the honor to support at McAdams. Whether it was orchestrating a memorable company event to honor our colleagues with awards at a 1979 themed prom, navigating through new policies to enhance our team's personal benefits, investing in AI research and tools, or launching a nationally recognized award-winning website, it's the team we've assembled to bring to life all our exciting visions that I consider my greatest achievement. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Navigating McAdams through the unprecedented disruptions of recent years we faced because of COVID-19. It required rapidly adapting our operations to support remote work, addressing diverse employee needs, and maintaining team cohesion in a virtual environment. I supported my teams in leading initiatives to enhance IT infrastructure, oversaw tailored HR support, and created engaging virtual events to unite our team. Crafting clear, empathetic crisis communications was crucial in keeping everyone informed and connected. What civic organizations do you serve? I'm deeply involved in advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion, both within McAdams and our broader industry. I worked alongside a sharp team to establish and champion our DEI Employee Resources Group, fostering an environment of inclusion through education and open dialogue. I work closely with HR and talent acquisition to ensure fair hiring practices. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? I've been beyond fortunate to have many mentors throughout my life. I can find a way to learn something valuable from almost anyone I encounter. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? I would say I have the most to learn from my late father. He was a great business person who was rational, straightforward, had high standards, but was always fair. I recall when I was pondering making a move to McAdams, he pushed me by asking what I feared. I considered his question and ultimately took the leap and have been grateful every day. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? The importance of balancing humility with professionalism. Never taking myself too seriously allows me to remain open to diverse perspectives from our various teams at McAdams. What do you do to relax? I love things that are both mentally stimulating and physically rejuvenating. Miss Heath lives in Raleigh. She was born in Greensboro, and she has a BA from NC State University. Our next honoree is Nikki Heron. She's the Chief Financial Officer of Tavros Therapeutics. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? I've been with Tavros since its formation in 2019. As CFO, I oversee the finance functions, but I also spearhead operational initiatives. Over the past couple of years, I played an integral role in our move from an incubator into a standalone laboratory and office space. I implemented a system for ordering lab equipment and consumables, introduced new hiring and onboarding procedures, implemented a new payroll and HRIS, that's Human Resource Information System, platform, and initiated a lunch and learn series. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? While I've made a lot of strides operationally, my biggest achievement has been performing the role of alliance manager for our collaboration with Vividion Therapeutics. It's a new role for me, which involves project management, relationship building, and business development skills. I've enjoyed this role immensely, and it has been extremely gratifying to see our partnership flourish. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Finding work-life balance. I love working for startups, but they require efforts that far exceed the typical 9-to-5 work hours. I've had to be creative to figure out ways to carve out time for family events that are important to me, for example, family dinner and sporting events, and balance that with fitting in more time for work. You can have it all, you just have to be creative. What civic organizations do you serve? I recently completed a two-year term as the treasurer for the Athletic Booster Club at Holly Springs High School. I've been a board member and audit committee chair for Meals on Wheels of Wake County since 2020. Annually, I sponsor a team for the Gail Parkins Memorial Ovarian Cancer Awareness Walk. I also support the Emily Kay Center and serve as a guest lecturer at NC State University as often as I can. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? I've been lucky enough to accumulate several influential female mentors that have helped me throughout my career. Christy Schaefer of Hatteras Venture Partners, Angela Fowler, the BDO, Monty Coleman, self-employed, and Ann Rosar, retired, are a few local women who have played a role in my professional development. I believe it's important to continuously build relationships with people who understand your day-to-day challenges and can offer advice. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? You don't have to know everything. It's perfectly acceptable to say, I don't know. This mindset has taught me the value of surrounding myself with knowledgeable and talented people. By fostering a collaborative environment, I continually learn from my team and leverage their experience. What do you do to relax? I like to keep moving, so I actively relax. I do a lot of walking, hiking with my husband and dogs, and we love spending time in the mountains in western North Carolina. I love traveling, lifting weights, and I'm learning how to play pickleball. I also participate in book club, host some fun annual parties, and I recharge myself by socializing with friends. Miss Heron lives in Durham. She was born in Alexandria, Virginia, and she has a BA from James Madison University. The next honoree is Ted Klink. He's the president, CEO, and director of Highwoods Properties. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? Provide leadership in the development and execution of Highwoods' growth strategy, including overseeing numerous strategic transactions that have improved the company's portfolio quality and market selection. Focused on developing and strengthening relationships with investors and key business partners. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? Relocating Highwoods headquarters to downtown Raleigh after 45 years in the suburbs was a significant decision for our company. We're committed to enhancing and re-energizing downtown, both civically and financially, and are excited to play a part in bringing 6 new eating establishments to Fayetteville Street. Some are open, some are coming later. This relocation has exceeded all of our expectations. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? COVID began 6 months after I became CEO, so we had to overcome numerous COVID-related challenges. While those were challenging times, I was continually amazed by the collegiality, dedication, and tenacity that our coworkers exhibited every single day. What civic organizations do you serve? The first T of the triangle, he's the chairman. Raleigh Chamber of Commerce, he's a board member. National Association of Real Estate Investment Trusts, he's an executive board member. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? My dad. He taught me the value of hard work and giving back. He was always involved in our community and took a sincere interest in others. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? Warren Buffett and Tim Cook. What do you do to relax? My favorite place to relax is at the lake with my family. I also enjoy playing golf and pickleball. Mr. Klink lives in Raleigh. He was born in Rantoul, Illinois. He has a BBA from Southern Methodist University and an MBA from the University of Georgia. Well, we've got time for one more honoree, but there are several I don't think we're going to have time to get to. The next one is Virginia Knowlton Marcus. She's the CEO of Disability Rights North Carolina. How have you contributed to the organization's growth? I occupy the catbird seat at the nexus of board, staff, and DRNC's constituencies, leverage talents and make connections to create systemic change, survey the landscape for opportunities and threats to respond affirmatively and strategically, and build a cohesive team with a service leader and growth mindset. What was your greatest professional achievement in the past year? DRNC is enforcing the Supreme Court's Olmstead decision, holding that institutionalizing disabled people who want to live in community is unlawful discrimination under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DRNC's Samantha R. case seeks community supports for adults with developmental disabilities. Our Timothy B. lawsuit seeks community options for foster children with behavioral health disabilities. We're litigating on behalf of people deemed incapable to proceed, languishing in jails, and pushing the state to offer integrated employment opportunities. What's the greatest challenge you've faced in your career? Long-standing segregation and discrimination mean disabled people are among the most maligned, misunderstood populations. Disability is a normal and natural part of the human experience. Around 25% of the population has a disability, yet we remain marginalized and our voices are too often ignored. What civic organizations do you serve? National Disability Rights Network Board of Directors, NC Equal Justice Alliance, Southern Disability Justice Coalition, NC Council on Developmental Disabilities, NC Mental Health Block Grant Planning and Advisory Council, and the NC Brain Injury Advisory Council. Who do you consider to be your mentor and why? Someone I have turned to for guidance is the late, great Judy Heumann, an internationally recognized disability leader and lifelong civil rights advocate for disadvantaged people. Judy always made time to coach disability advocates. Who would you most like to invite to a business lunch? I'd love to lunch and speak with Heumann once more. I conducted an interview with her at the National Disability Rights Network in D.C. less than a year before she passed that covered her life and career broadly, but there's a more personal conversation I wish we'd had. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Mantras that guide me include nothing about me without me. Seek to understand rather than to be understood. Fun is essential. Teamwork makes the dream work. Give the credit, take the blame. These may sound simplistic, but they help build strong organizations where all can be leaders and bring their best to work. Miss Marcus is from Raleigh, or she lives in Raleigh. She was born in Minneapolis, and she has a BA from the University of California, Davis. We've run out of time for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Hugh Bennett, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Business Journal is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. So long until next time. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.